Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk for our Bet365 triple option feature. Talk about some of the biggest news and stories around sports on the day. And boy, oh boy, right before we got on air, a bomb dropped. It was the fact that the LA Lakers are going to be having some new ownership. Mark Walter apparently buying the team at approximately a $10 billion evaluation. It'll mark the largest scale of a U.S. professional sport team all time. Jeannie Buss, though, a little bit odd, will continue to serve as her role as the Lakers governor, according to sources that Sharm Charania from ESPN talked to. Walter is the CEO and chairman of a diversified holding group, TWG Global, has interests in multiple professional sports organizations, including the LA Dodgers, the LA Sparks, the Billie Jean Cup, Cadillac Formula One team, and the Professional Women's Hockey League. Now, the Lakers have been owned by the Buss family since 1979. Jerry Buss bought the franchise from Jack Kent Cooke in a $67.5 million transaction that also included the LA Kings and the Los Angeles Forum. Since 1980, the Lakers have won 11 championships, the most by any NBA team in that span. The Lakers passed to Buck's children. The Lakers were passed down to Buck's children. Buss died in 2013, and his daughter Jeannie has served as the Lakers' governor since. Walter, meanwhile, has been a stakeholder in the Lakers since 2021, where he also received a right of first refusal on the majority share of the team. Really interesting stuff to see the sale of the Lakers right now, and the fact that for the amount and the fact, like I said, Jeannie Buss is going to remain around as the team's governor, which I'm kind of scratching my head at.
Yeah, you would think that you sell it, you kind of move on, you kind of like, not I don't want to use the phrase, but not because it's a bad thing, but just kind of that's how it is. You kind of like wash your hands.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like, you're done. Like that chapter,
new owner, new, you know,
yeah,
governor
seems a little odd. I don't know why you'd want to like keep her on, so or why
owner,
he'd want to keep.
She's continuing the same old business as usual, so we'll see how that
weird.
Works out for them.
It's weird.
What you got for triple option today, Cullen?
The Ravens are becoming scarier.
Beefing up that secondary.
They picked up because of Lamar Jackson, I assume. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the mini camp. He pleaded with the general manager to go get him, Eric DaCosta, the general manager of the Ravens. Him being Green Bay Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander, who they only picked up for what, $6 million, $2 million in incentives? That now makes their secondary room look, I don't want to say from hell, because I think hell might be easier
no,
to deal
I've seen,
with.
I've seen plenty of social media posts and tweets saying, the Ravens now have the scariest secondary in the NFL.
Marlon Humphrey, Jaire Alexander, Nate Wiggins, Kyle Hamilton, Malachi Starks. I mean, here's the question.
Yeah.
Is their defense significantly better? Secondary is. Is their defense better? Does this like push them over the hump, over the hurdle of what they've been unable to do in the playoffs? Can they beat Josh Allen? Can they beat Patrick Mahomes?
That's the big question right there. You nailed it right there. Can you get past the likes of the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know if this does that. certainly doesn't not do it. Certainly doesn't make it harder.
I definitely feel like the Ravens and the Bills are coming into this season, you know, hell bent for leather, as the Cajun cannon would say.
It's felt like for the past couple of years in the Patrick Mahomes era, it's been every August, it's, hey, every team in the AFC that has a Super Bowl within their grasp is pushing their chips into the center. They're pushing, they're standing up, they're going all in. And we've heard that for like 3 or 4 years now. And they just, no one can do it. No one can do enough to beat it. The Eagles were able to do it, but no one can do it. I don't know if this makes them a contender or more of a contender, since I think they are already a contender. I also don't know if this is the nail in the coffin that they need. Their secondary is already so good. You're not like, you know, you're not making it. You're not taking a part of their team that's in the 60s and pushing it to the 90s. You're taking a part of their team that's at 97 and making it 99. You know, like there's not, it'll be scary, not scarier, but it'll be scary. And then for, I don't want to leave us with just double for triple option.
No double
today.
Trouble. We got triple option here, baby.
I did find a piece from ESPN about how the Panthers, in their celebration last night against or after winning the Stanley Cup, they dented and cracked the actual trophy, the Stanley Cup trophy.
I saw that. It looked like a bullet hole or something through it.
I don't know. Apparently, this report from ESPN says, spokesperson for the Hockey Hall of Fame said the keepers of the cup, God, that'd be such a title to have. The keepers of the cup are taking the appropriate steps and plan to have it repaired by the celebration parade on Sunday. So you mentioned to me in the break, you were like, no, that's probably a replica.
So it wasn't a replica
cup. It sounds like the real deal. Apparently made of silver and nickel alloy, the 37-pound cup is relatively malleable. Very squishy. You can really knock that thing over.
What I always love, it's one of the most, if not the best trophy in all of sports.
100%.
And as they keep adding teams,
yep,
you keep adding rings to the trophy as well. So who knows what the thing's going to look like in 10 more years.
That's the thing. Oh my God. There was an LSU game that had a delay. Not the other one, but a one a couple months ago.
You know, the one of many.
One of many. And I fell into a rabbit hole of digging into the like Stanley Cup trophy as a whole. And the way these rings are set up, it's the rings are kind of moved up like layers of a cake over time. Right. So you're kind of like you're at the bottom and then you'll move to the top and the names of, you know, players and teams are etched in over time. And if you time it right, you can be on the trophy for at maximum like 60 years. And then what they do when they inevitably have too many names and they need to add a new ring, but it's always been like 5 rings. I know previously it was like only 1 or 2 and then they added to it and so on, so on, and so on. Now it's like limited to 5. They then take the rings, take them off the cup, and then put them in the Hockey Hall of Fame. So they don't just like trash them or give, and they can't give them to the team who has that ring because on that section of the cup, there's like 10 teams. So like right, 6 or 7 teams. So you can't really just give one away.
So it doesn't have the entire NHL Stanley Cup history on the trophy, you're saying now?
No. I want to say the cup in of itself has like the last 50 to 60 years at any given time.
I did not know that.
And those rings are then, because I mean, imagine like those cups have got to be, that's got to be like, I wonder how many of those rings are kind of just in the Hockey
Hall
of Fame.
Right, because it's not just the team name, like you said, it's the names of the players as well.
It's every, those rings have, if you look at the engraving, it's like 40 to 50. If a team wins and they got a 40 to 50 names. It's not just team, year, coach.
That's pretty cool.
Like, it's not just that simple.
Well, that wraps up our triple option feature. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.